in 4WHM in 0TR. NUE, KO4NUE in 0TR.
TR, KO4NUE.
Hey Tom, how are you, bud?
Oh, doing good, Chad. Nice to hear you. Been missing you. I just figured you had a lot of family things to take care of. I've been out and taking care of the birds, first of all, and blowing some leaves. Let me turn this down. I was listening to the Sons of the Pioneers here in the Tumbling Tumbleweeds. How's your day?
Well, I've been in a bad spot, Tom. I'm up here in Tron, getting ready to have a club meeting with the radio club. And, yeah, I've just been... just straight up horrible. I mean, it could be a lot worse as far as, you know, things like that. But it's just been really busy, and it's not physically tiring. It's just one of those mental, it just drains you mentally, and that's the worst for me. I don't have a lot of brain cells as it is, so the two that I have, I have to kind of take care of them and watch over them, you know.
That's one more than I got. Shoot. Well, I hope Chris is doing well. I sent him a card. I didn't know if we'd get out there in the country to him or not.
It's a little slow up there, but he'll eventually get it. It might be January or February, but they'll get around to it.
A little slow. Well, you ought to fit in real well in that environment.
Absolutely. Yeah, I fit in unusually well.
We're from Kansas. We're in the same boat. Well, my neighbor, his son-in-law come up this morning, and that little sucker bought some, they're not M80s, but they're pretty close. And I was out there and working with the chickens, and the first thing he did is lit off one of those, and he knows I'm out. Those are the good ones, them M150s. So we kind of go back and forth between me and my neighbor and the son-in-law. They catch us off guard, you know, and accidentally drop one out there. And so he thought he was way ahead of this old man. So he goes in and gets the four-wheeler, and he goes down to put out the corn for the deer. And I thought, well, I don't have any firecrackers, but I got a 20 gauge I don't use anymore. So while he was down there filling that feeder, I shot one into the ground out there, and boy, did that wake him up.
Tom, you're a little sneaky. You gotta watch you. But I wouldn't have it any other way. Well, Tom, listen, I hate to cut it short, bud, but they're opening the doors on the club, and I need to get in there. They're having elections today, and I put my name in the ballot for presidency, so we're going to see how it goes. I'll let you know, but I need to step on out, but and I'll talk with you later. KO4NUE, and I'll be clear on your final, Tom.
What does for president, that sure meets old Gold Brandon. If you've heard that saying, took me a while to digest that, but I finally saw what it was. Anyways, you'll get it. You'll be a shoe-in. Well, get down here and visit us when you get time. And Bernice is up there making homemade bread and breadsticks today. So I'm glad you're up there, because at least I'll have some left down here in the end. Amy, the daughter, is still having problems. But they're supposed to do an MRI on her and see if she has a cracked pelvis, which I've been trying to tell her that all along, but she, you know, kids, they're not one to listen to dad. But those CTs they done on her don't show it as well as an MRI, and they think now it could be a hairline fracture in the pelvis from when she fell playing softball. So, God help us, I hope so. That poor kid suffered for about a month now. And they can't find it. Well, take care. Say hi to the boys up there and say hi to Chris. And like I said, come down and visit us sometime. And Chad, KO4NUE and 0TR clear.